Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week on Political Coffee. This is the show where we do our very best to talk about the political issues of the day, whether they're national, international, or right here in Oregon, in a way that helps you use them to change your world by having meaningful conversations with persuadable people in your world. It's the only way we're going to save Oregon, folks. In fact, there's an interesting newsletter that I do want to share with you. Some of you may have it already, and thanks to, I think it was I'll find it. It's either Avis or Dwight. Anyway, thank you for the great email. No, it's actually Barbara. Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. Oregon Transformation Newsletter. Whining about Oregon and why so many Oregonians are leaving for Idaho or Arizona, for that matter. They're not going to California. They're not going to Washington. Why is that? Well, they're going for a place that is more conservative. Now, we talked about this last week, didn't we? Sure. Liberals from Idaho are coming to Oregon. You can still sell your house, folks, if you want to move. There's some liberal moving to Oregon that will pay a ridiculous amount of money for it. Oh, maybe it's not a bad idea, because you know what? You can go buy a house in Idaho a heck of a lot cheaper, or Arizona. Let me tell you, you can. But let's set all of that aside. There's a fascinating piece. This is by Jim Passero, and it's a good Oregon whine. It's not a good Oregon wine. It's a good Oregon whine. And in it, it is some fascinating words by Bill Bowerman, who was Phil Knight's partner in the beginning of Nike. He was his track coach at the University of Oregon. Now, I met Bowerman one night, and I'll talk with you a little bit about that. And he truly was a legendary guy. I mean, he was just a guy, but he was a great coach, but he was a philosopher. And I want to share this with you, because this is part and parcel of why I'm not going anywhere. So, yes, it's not just because I am a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, and I'm tied to the land. Yes, that's true. I am. And I'm not going anywhere. But it has more to do with why we would want to stay and fight. Fight for what? Liberty. Principles of liberty. Now, this relates to the video that surfaced over the weekend of Mike Nierman, Representative Mike Nierman. It is at the Freedom Foundation offices. It was a Oregon Citizen Lobby event, which is a group that I helped start and continue to work with. This is, we're conservatives, and this is where we go to the Capitol building and we teach conservatives how to be effective in lobbying for things they believe in. That's what we do, Oregon Citizen Lobby. We're an ad hoc group of people. And we have online ability to look at legislation and to make comments on it that is over and above what you normally do on the state's website. So this is what Oregon Citizen Lobby is. Now, Mike, first of all, I'm not going to abandon Mike Nierman. You understand what I'm saying here, friends? I'm going to tell you that as his friend, he shouldn't have said what he said, because this is going to be used. It is being used against him in the world. I mean, heck, you got Washington Post reporters calling, not me, but other people in the Oregon Citizen Lobby wanting questions or comments. So it's a big story. It, of course, surfaced just at the right time. It was leaked at just the right time because there's going to be this meeting where a legislative committee of three Republicans, three Democrats are going to decide what fate Mike Nierman has. Is he going to be censured? Is he going to be expelled out of the body? And, of course, this just happened to be leaked at just the right. I mean, of course, we know what's going on here. They're out to get Mike Nierman. I'm not abandoning him, folks. So now, having said that, he shouldn't have said what he said, even if he was joking. And you got to know Mike's personality, because this is how he does things. He's a funny guy, very deadpan sense of humor, but irrespective. In this day and age, you can't do this stuff. Everywhere you go today, there is you're being videotaped on somebody's smartphone. Okay, it's not videotape anymore; it's all digital, but it doesn't matter. You're being recorded. Now, you got to think strategically about the things that you're saying when that's happening, especially in the world of politics. Because in Oregon, you're not going to get a fair break, and Mike Nierman's not going to get a fair break here. And this was done to pressure the Republican legislators on this committee to vote to go after Mike Nierman. I will guarantee you that's why they leaked this thing when they did. This is part of an investigation, folks. Criminal investigation, even though it's a misdemeanor. And somebody leaks it, you know the fix is in. So, having said all of that, and there's some other news too, by the way. Did you hear about the federal judge striking down California's 30-year-old ban on assault weapons, declaring it's unconstitutional? Yeah. I don't know. I sort of eclipsed over the weekend with the Mike Nierman stuff. And then there's this new small business tax that Kate and the Democrats are trying to ram through the legislative session right at the end. Yeah, and it's going to raise the income tax for all family-owned companies. Senate Bill 139. They're going to have a hearing on it today. Senate Bill 139, you can find it, and I'll have it on the show plan. Anyway, you can find it on the state's website. So, do you want to abandon Oregon and go to someplace like Idaho, Arizona? Or are you going to stand and fight? And is it worth standing and fighting for people like Mike Nierman, who stand up and fight for you and me? And he does. And he does it in a lot of ways. Now, should he have made this video and said these things? No. So what should be his fate? That's the question I want to ask you. So it's kind of a twofold question. And we talked about this. Is Oregon worth saving by standing and fighting? And shouldn't we stand with our fellow fighters who are standing up for us, like Mike Nierman? Does he deserve to be expelled from the legislature, to be prosecuted the way he is? Now, remember, in a prosecution, you're brought before a jury, normally, and you got to have evidence. Well, they got evidence, but he's wink, wink, nod, nodding here. Now, if there's further evidence that they, quote unquote, have, do you expect that that will be leaked? I do. Isn't that a crime? It is. To leak evidence in a prosecution prior to a trial? But in Oregon, with Oregon's justice system and being run by the left, nobody's going to be held accountable for that. And they all know it. Because the left is out to get Mike Nierman. It's that simple. Why? Same reason they were out to get Donald Trump. Mike Nierman is effective at what he does. Because you see, he's in the background always, always working for conservative issues. And you don't know even half of what Mike Nierman does, folks. Believe me. Now, the left does. And they're going to do everything they can to silence him. Well, it ain't going to work. I'm going to stand with Mike Nierman. How about you? Is what he did wrong? Should he have said this? No, he shouldn't have. But is that reason to expel him or censure him? Now, censure is one thing. Expulsion is quite another. But are you going to stand with him? Because he is standing for the cause of liberty in a lot of ways. Far more than just serving in the legislature, folks. Now, the Freedom Foundation has stood with him. We'll see if they continue to stand with him. I expect that they will. Because, you see, they're not going to cut him loose. Oregon Firearms Federation, they've stood with him. I doubt if they cut him loose. They're no compromise. Freedom Foundation is no compromise. When it comes to the issues of liberty, what about you? Can you support Mike? Can you send him an email? Can you call his office? If you have his personal email or his cell phone, can you reach out to him? Tell him you support him? What do you think? Is Oregon, the spirit of Oregon, that makes us so different than we are, folks. Is that spirit worth continuing by standing and fighting and standing with a fighter like Mike Nierman? What should the legislature do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or you can send me an email, by the way, to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. What do you think? We'd love to get your perspective. Back in a moment, folks. It's 6:20 in the morning. Today will go fast, so I do want to know what you think. It'll be interesting.
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And let's check a few emails here, because actually I had quite a few good ones. Corby wrote me one about, Dr. Fauci was exposed for more of the fraud and the liar that he is. And he is, folks. He's been caught red-handed. Corby writes, well, I'm glad to see the truth we have known for a long time is finally coming out about Fauci, alias Dr. Mangla, which is Mengele, you know, the infamous Nazi doctor from the death camps. Anyway, Corby continues, says, this is a perfect example of what happens when people worship another perceived God and Savior. People need to stop worshiping government. Listen to our loving Creator and get back to discerning for themselves. Oh, yes. How true. And then Gail sent me a video, which I have not yet watched, just because I haven't had time. But I will, Gail. About, could this help save Oregon? We're asking that question. And I will get to the Oregon Transformation newsletter, because in it, there's a couple of really interesting nuggets. One of them is this phrase, and it really adds into everything that we're talking about here. It is Tim Hibbetts in an interview. In 2004, folks, 17 years ago, Tim Hibbetts is a longtime pollster in the Portland metro area, okay, for Oregon and regionally. DHM is the name of the company, and Oregonian uses them, and as others do. Well, in this interview with the Transformation, well, actually not the Transformation Project, but the Brainstorm magazine from a long time ago, he says something interesting. He says voters in Portland would rather cling to their liberalism than save their city from destruction. Now, that was 17 years ago, and it describes perfectly what we talked about last week, didn't we? Sure we did. We talked about why would Portlanders purposefully, the leaders, allow the destruction of their city? It's because they're paralyzed, is the thesis here in the Oregon Transformation newsletter. You see, the left is going after Ted Wheeler, folks, for a recall, because he's not liberal enough. Present paralysis. How can Oregon be this beautiful, wonderful place that was, well, founded by people who were really hearty kind of folks? And I'll get to that in a moment. Dale writes a great email, says, why would I suddenly not be standing with Mike Nierman? Yeah, great point. Friends, do you ever forgive your spouse when they screw up, do something wrong? Of course you do. You kids? Have you ever had to go to ask people for forgiveness? Because you just made a mistake. Of course, because we're human beings. That's who we are. Now, should Mike Nierman be forgiven for having made a mistake and done this? Made a video, joking video, wink, wink, nod, nod, that is going to be used against him, leaked illegally at just the right time to hurt him. But the committee that's going to decide, from the legislature and equal committee of Democrats and Republicans, his fate, censure, expulsion, or nothing. Now, I can guarantee you what's happening right now is Republicans in control. Now, I haven't seen a communication. Maybe I missed it. Republicans in control will run away from Mike Nierman. They will not stand with him. So I'm going to stand with him, and I hope you will be too. Because what Mike stands for in the end is everything else I believe in, liberty. He believes strongly, and you got to know the guy. He believes strongly and passionately, fervently, in Liberty. And he believes it was wrong to lock the Capitol down. Now, there's some other questions, by the way, that arise from this incident and everything else. Why wasn't there a state police or someone, an armed guard, at that entrance, at all of the entrances on that day? As part of the complaint was filed by the facility's manager, no doubt after he was pressured. And I'd like to see all of the email, his emails with, oh, say, the people that sign his paycheck, the Speaker of the House or the Senate president, or any governors, you know, representatives. I'd like to see his calendar to see if there were any meetings. All of that's publicly available, by the way, under Oregon's public records law. Did anybody pressure him into this? Filing the complaint? Of course they did. If you don't believe that, then you don't know how it works in the Capitol. I do. I spent a little time there. At any rate, folks, I'm not walking away from like Mike Nierman, and I hope you don't either. But what should his fate be at this point? He screwed up. Should we just forgive him and say, all right, forgiveness is a good thing. Don't do it again. Or should there be some punishment? I mean, you have to, you know, like with your kids, don't you have some punishment? Back in a moment, 6:30, what do you think about all of this and more about the independent spirit of Oregon and how all of this ties together?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Political Coffee, as we begin a new week. In a moment, we will go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our sponsors. You know, you just don't know, unless you've worked with a contractor before or you know someone who has worked with a contractor. You don't really know what you're going to get, but you do with Righteous Renovations, because all you have to do, again, is go to their website, righteousrenovations.com, and check it out. Check out the great before and after photos of some of their projects, including some of the really toughest ones to do that really are disruptive in your life, like a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. Yeah, if those don't go right, it's really bad at home. Well, they're really good at doing those things the right way. And then at the same time, check out the great customer testimonials. RighteousRenovations.com. Need some work done? Repair work? Renovation work? Home or business? They are your people. RighteousRenovations.com. By the way, since we're talking accountability on Mike Nierman, what do you think should be the accountability? What do you think should happen? This is a National Review article from a psychiatrist who described fantasies of murdering white people in a Yale lecture. Ooh. Dr. Aruna Kialani said at one point in the talk, this was a lecture given on April 6th, on Zoom. The name of the lecture was The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. And here's what she said. I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless, with a bounce in my step, like I did the world a blanking favor. We keep forgetting that directly talking to white people about race is a waste of our breath. We're asking a demented, violent predator who thinks that they are a saint or a superhero to accept responsibility. It ain't gonna happen. Kialani is a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst with degrees from Columbia, Cornell, and New York University. Kialani has described those institutions, by the way, as racist. What do you think ought to happen to this person? What do you think will happen? Since we're talking accountability here in the public square. Can you imagine, by the way, if any conservative ever said anything like that, what would happen to them? Well, you know. Because the news media has been well outed for being who they are. And by the way, thanks to Dwight for sending that to me. Also, the news that you may not have heard this, and this is from Dwight and Avis both, thank you. A federal judge struck down California's 30-year-old ban on assault weapons. Now, that happens to be at just the right time, because what's Joe Biden talking about? An assault weapons ban. And they will use the next shooting, whether it's an assault weapon or not, to do just that. You wait. 503-589-1220 is the Power Bureau GMC talk line. What do you think about what should be Mike Nierman's fate now that the video surfaces of him jokingly, or not, talking about how to breach the Capitol, how it might be done? And I'll have that, by the way, on the show plan. What do you think? What should be his fate? Should he be forgiven? Should he be expelled? Should he be censured? I mean, he's already being prosecuted federally. Not federally, but locally. What should be his fate? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start first with Art, and then we'll move to Glenn. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Well, in Oregon, if you're a Republican, you're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah. And this reminds me a lot of what the Democrats did to Trump, you know. And as far as his video, we still have our First Amendment rights. And that was probably made after, I'm not absolutely sure, but you know, the Democrats are going to do everything within their power to get rid of a thorn in their side, and we know Mike has been that. So I believe he's getting railroaded. I believe that Tina Kotek and Courtney, if they were so concerned about safety of the Capitol, they should have had the state police, you know, at the doors, should have had signage out that said, do not enter, only authorized personnel, et cetera, and were all of these kind of things done. Mike's in a precarious situation, but in Oregon with the Democrats, you're guilty until proven innocent, and they're going to manufacture anything they can to railroad him just because he was fighting for the rights of Oregonians to be in the Capitol, to testify, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my thoughts on the situation, Jeff.
So I wouldn't want to be the outcome is going to be, though, Art. I mean, you've laid out the scenario. You're right. No Republican's going to get a fair shake here. So, but what should happen to Mike, in your opinion?
Well, Mike,
and are you
going
to abandon him?
I don't care if they got three Republicans and three Democrats on that committee, because even if it's a 3-3 tie, Democrats can do whatever they want with that, and they have a majority. They can find him guilty even if he's not. So the committee makes no difference to me. It isn't going to be fair just because it's half and half. That's why the Republicans are fighting so hard on the national level about this crazy insurrection committee, because they know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to make them look like they're positive.
You're right, I wish that our Republicans here would have the backbone to not abandon Mike, but you mark my words, they are going to. You will see that today, I believe. But Art, thank you.
I mean, well, I agree too, Jeff. Have a great day.
I can't argue
with
what you've said at all, Art. I mean, I truly can't argue with it. Art, thanks. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What are your thoughts today about Mike Nierman, and where's Oregon?
Wasn't Mike Nierman always questioning why the Capitol was being locked down? The whole false pretense of why state capitals, the federal capital, were all locked down under the health authorities, Octoon, Seattle, Oregon, Washington, the three western states, that all locked down hard and fast, destroyed jobs. The health authority, then we find out, was lying to us. Tax dollars at work in destruction, not reconstruction. So he's being set up to be torn down, like they've set up businesses and individuals to be torn down. That's all. And they're going to do exactly what they've been doing. They're going to destroy another one. But all the evil ones, the one that murdered the guy in the protest last year, you know, he was shot right down in the street there on 4th Street, 4th Avenue.
Yep.
Nobody knows who shot and killed our protester. Nobody was convicted of anything. Why would Nierman be convicted of anything if the murderers were not convicted of anything? Nobody had even a bandage on their finger in Mike Nierman's event. It's all quackery.
Yeah, you're right about that, by the way. Nobody got hurt. There was a lot of pushing and shoving. You know, it is a fair question to ask. Why wasn't that door guarded? Because there are videos of other legislators, including Democrats, walking outdoors that day. Were those doors guarded? I mean, it begs serious questioning here. And you know, Mike Nierman's going to have to spend a bunch of money, defend himself with a lawyer. I don't know if it's going to trial. I don't know what he's going to do at this point. But that's a different situation than the political situation of this committee. So, but what do you think should be Mike Nierman's fate, Glenn?
Barely a slap on the hand. They're still dealing with an assault charge against me. I'm still getting calls 2 years later. And the one that did it has done probably 30 more events since I was assaulted against Oregon citizens, since that two-year event. Nothing has happened to this criminal activity. So nothing should happen to Mike Nierman. Nothing. But that's not the way it's going to turn out.
I fear you're right. Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. I fear you're right. It's 6:48. What do you think should happen to Mike Nierman at this point? Should he be forgiven? Slap on the wrist, like Glenn says? Should he be censured? Should he be expelled? That's one thing. The prosecution is another. 6:48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on what you think ought to happen to Representative Mike Nierman, now that the video has been leaked illegally, I say, what do you think ought to be his, what do you think will be his fate? What ought to happen is one thing. Dale writes an interesting email, a great observation. Says, you know, the Multnomah County DA drops all charges against Antifa for destroying property and assaulting and attempting to murder police officers. And Marion County DA wants to charge Mike Nierman with these phony charges. Maybe we should recall her. Why is it the Democrats pay off sexual harassment charges and they keep their jobs? Recent one where the basement dwelling lawyers at the Capitol paid $500,000 for harassment settlement against a woman. Nobody got fired, did they? This is the other Dale. Yeah, you know, great point. Nobody got fired for that. Oh, but it's, you know, the sexual harassment stuff, you know, done by a Democrat is kind of okay, right? I mean, it's not the evil, horrible thing that happened when Mike Nierman walked out a door and some protesters decided to hurry up and get in there. Yeah, good point Glenn brought up. Not even a Band-Aid, as far as we know, from any of the state police. We do know that the rioters, if you want to call them that, the Patriots trying to get inside the building because they felt strongly they should have a right to go inside the building. Yeah, a bunch of them got hurt. Some of them got arrested. Rich writes an email. So, if this is so terrible, what about Governor Brown and her non-response to the violence in Portland and the child abuse to our children being forced to wear masks? Mike should be told to be more watchful next time. And as the socialists always do, he should be promoted. Oh, my goodness. That just says it all. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Now, the Oregon Transformation newsletter has a great quote about, well, it's from Bill Bowerman. He was the legendary track coach, University of Oregon, was Phil Knight's mentor and partner in the beginning of Nike. And he says, Phil Knight wrote about Bill Bowerman in his memoir, Shoe Dog. He says, the best teacher I ever had, one of the finest men I ever knew. And Bowerman spoke about the Oregon Trail. He'd say, it's our birthright, he'd growl, our character, our fate, our DNA. The cowards never started down the Oregon Trail. The weak died along the way. They weren't cowardly, they just died along the way. But then he says something powerful. Some strain of pioneer spirit was discovered along the trail. Bowerman believed some outsized sense of possibility mixed with diminishing capacity for pessimism. It was our job as Oregonians to keep that strain alive. Bowerman was a fighter. He helped negotiate in 1945 as an American soldier the German surrender in the Brenner Pass in Italy while serving in the Army's 10th Mountain Division. That got him the Silver Star, folks, and 4 Bronze Stars. He was a fighter. But he talked about Oregon's pioneer spirit of fighting. Shouldn't that be what we do for Mike Nierman? Who was fighting for us, wasn't he? Didn't he? Isn't that what at least Mike Nierman was attempting to do? Fight for us? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is Power Buick GMC Talk Line. You got like 3 or 4 minutes to get your thoughts in. What should be Mike Nierman's fate? I'm not abandoning him. I think some discipline here is appropriate. Even if he was joking, it's not being perceived that way. But I don't think Republicans should be abandoning him. And my prediction is to you, they will. Because they have no courage to stand and fight. That we know already. Look at what's happening in the legislature. Somebody who does stand and fight, and that's Freedom Heating and Air. They're a great Salem-based company, and they can make your life a whole lot better. And I do mean a whole lot. And it's easy for you to make contact with them. And just go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. They believe in freedom. They stand for this radio show, and they stand for this radio station. They stand for freedom. It's in their name. freedomheatingandair.net. You know, the independent spirit of Oregon is both good and it's bad. Because sometimes we go off and do dumb things as a state. And we're doing one of them now. That is, of course, the vaccine passport thing. Now, I don't think that's going anywhere. In fact, Kim Thatcher introduced a bill, State Senator Kim Thatcher, to ban vaccine passports. It isn't going anywhere because, you know, she didn't walk out. Or she did walk out, rather. She didn't sell out like Fred and the boys did. But even Fred and the boys couldn't get that passed. Because that would directly repudiate Kate Brown. And the Democrats, if anything, they are loyal to their leftist ideology. And it goes back to what Tim Hibbett said, and I asked this question. It's in the Transformation newsletter. The interview from 17 years ago, where he said, you know, liberals don't vote with their... They're still liberals, okay? That's the thing. They're still liberals, even if it means the destruction of Portland. It's stunning if you think about it. How can Portland recall or try to recall Ted Wheeler because he's not liberal enough? You see, again, as Hibbett said 17 years ago, Portland would rather cling to its liberalism than save its city from destruction. So what about us in Oregon? Are we willing to cling to our conservatism in the face of overwhelming odds against us? Stand and fight the way Nierman does? Well, folks, I'm not going anywhere. And every day that I can be on this air and in this radio station and talk with you, meaningful conversations about standing, fighting for what we believe. Every day that I do that, I believe I'm making a difference, and I hope I am to you. And I hope that's why you continue to listen. And I hope that's why you continue to patronize our advocate. 6:59. I'll be back tomorrow, and I certainly hope you will be too. Get out there, make it a great day. Pray for the state, nation. Oh,